This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a surah a day. Alhamdulillah, we're doing the tafsir of Juz Amma. And we're at surah number 84 of the Quran of Juz Amma. This surah, of course, is revealed in Mecca. As we said, that the majority of the surahs in Juz Amma are revealed in Mecca al-Mukarramah in the early stages of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. There are four main themes that are identified in this surah, four main important points. First is that this worldly life is transient. It has stages and there's movements in it, and you, before you're born into your life and then into growing up and then becoming an adult and then you transition into older age, that there's always transitions. Number two is that the surah gives us a vivid description of the hour, the day of judgment, the hour of judgment. Number three, about the accountability of our deeds, good and bad, and that we will be asked about it and that they are pre-known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that Allah asks us about something that He is not already privy to. Number four and finally is about the rewards and the punishments at the time of in life, at the time of death, and into and after our physical life in this dunya has come to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, when the heaven has been split open. Now we're seeing once again the theme, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انفَطَرَتْ, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. All of these have the same illusion that what we see and what we believe is always going to be there. The sun will always rise. The moon is always going to be there. Everything has a cycle. Everything is there for a reason at a time. That is going to come to an end at some point in time when the command of Allah is given. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. It will listen and obey to its Lord when He says it must do something to split apart and to depart. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ. And when you notice this earth that you're upon, it will be stretched forward, and what is finite, it will be made different to what you see today. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ. And what is in the depth of the earth will come out. The deeds that people have hidden, the treasures that Allah has set for us, everything will come out of the earth, everything will be known about it, and it will become empty. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And it will also listen to its Lord, it must obey. As with the heavens, as with the earth, both of them have nothing but obligation to Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ, O mankind, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُنَاقِيهِ. O mankind, you will eventually, surely, definitely return to your Lord with your deeds of actions, good and bad. And what it is will you return to Him with? What kind of deeds are you returning to Allah with? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عِشْ كَمَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ سَتَمُوتْ. Ya Muhammad, even if you live as long as you want, you're eventually going to return to Allah. You're eventually going to die. And that's the best of humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that hadith is by Imam Abu Dawood. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. So Allah says, so on the day of your return, the one who receives his hand in his right, his book in his right hand, meaning that they're from Ashabul Yameen, the people who chose the right course of action, who didn't choose deviance in deeds, they will get their book from that right, for that right course of action. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حَسَابًا يَسِيرًا. They will have an easy reckoning. They won't be interrogated and questioned too much in depth. The Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, well, Imam Muslim, مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابُ عُذِّبْ. The one who is interrogated by Allah shall be punished. If Allah stops you, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. Stop them, ask them about this, 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 and this, you're going to be punished by Allah, because you won't be able to escape. So you're seeking the mercy of Allah, that فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا. You want an easy reckoning with Allah. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. As soon as your interrogation, your debate, your questioning with Allah, you will return to your family, to your loved ones with joy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. On the other hand, the one who will take his book from behind his back, meaning that they're too ashamed to receive it face to face, it's going to be from behind them. They can't even face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That their books from behind their backs, their hands will be bent behind them in humility, in humbleness and humiliation. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا. They will say, they will curse their own self and invoke destruction. I wish I was dead. I wish I didn't come back. I wish I wasn't be questioned. I wish I became nothing. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. And they shall enter the burning blaze. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabb. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ. That person, that mindset, who's surprised on the Day of Judgment, who gets their book from behind their back, that person in their mind, ظَنَّ أَن لَّا يَحُورَ. They thought they would never come back to us and be questioned. They thought they would never be asked be questioned by us. بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. In fact, of course, yes, you'll be questioned. Verily your Lord, his Lord, their Lord was always witnessing them, always basir of them, seeing them, knowing them, and following them up. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. A beautiful, beautiful statement. So I swear by the afterglow of the sunset. SubhanAllah, you know when the sky is like that maroon and red and purple and vanilla sky after sunset. I swear by the afterglow of the sunset. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. And the night and whatever gathers in forces of darkness. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. And the moon when it is at its fullest and its most beautiful. لَتَرْقَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You are going to ascend and certainly travel from stage to stage in this life and into the hereafter. There will be a building of your life. Like the alternations of the day, there will be alterations of your life. Days of happiness, days of sorrow, days of health, days of illness, days of wealth, days of poverty and prosperity and difficulty and austerity. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So what's the matter with them that they don't believe? Now this is the third time Allah's asking a question. In the first surah, in Surah Al-Takwir, Allah says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? In Surah Al-Infitar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ? What made you so shocked about your Lord, the most generous? What made you so careless about your Lord? Here Allah says, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ? What is the matter with them that they will not choose not to believe? Why are they so resistant? وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. May Allah not make us of them. And when the Qur'an is recited, they do not fall into prostration. This is one of the verses in this chapter, where when you recite it, you make sujood to Allah voluntarily. The sujood does not have to be done, but it should be done. It is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. But if it's inconvenient, as it is for me right now, I will delay it till later. And if you don't do it later, it is forgivable. There is no sin for it. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. In fact, those who disbelieve, deny the Prophet ﷺ, deny the Qur'an. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُعُونَ. And Allah knows best what they have gathered and what they have understood of the truth, what they know of right from wrong, what they know of doing good from bad. And Allah is the one who knows what's in their heart at the time of the commission of these sins. He's the only one who is going to judge. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Warn them of a significant punishment on that day if they continue to choose a path other than truth. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and work righteous deeds. And therefore Allah presumes that those who are believing and work righteous deeds will at times do sinful, wrong, sinful deeds. May Allah protect us from our own inequity and sins against ourselves and others. Allahumma ameen. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. Except those who did wrong and they have belief in Allah. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds. لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them will be the reward that will never come to an end on the Day of Judgment. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabb. May Allah save us from the sinfulness of our own soul and lead us to the clarity and the happiness of fulfilling our relationship and our deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us better than others assume of us. Allahumma ameen. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, with the tafsir of Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which is surah number 84. It is a surah a day, the tafsir of Juz'i Amma. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.